It's Texaco Star Theater time from Coast to Coast, starring James Melton.
I will bring you music as swiftly as a dove. My song will fly.
Oh, spirit, my song will run.
On its faces, the joyous note, they wing across the sky.
The blue and friendly sky.
And in the music,
welcome you to the 1946 Texaco Star Theater, bringing up the curtain on a half hour of friendly fun and music with James Melton, Anna Mary Dickey, David Brookman and the orchestra, the Lynn Murray Singers, and welcoming back home one of the best-loved characters in the world of comedy, Texaco's famous fire chief, Ed Wynn. And here is your host, James Melton.
Thank you, John, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to bring you important news, which I'm quite sure will be very good news. For tonight, we welcome back to the Texaco Star Theater one of the really great radio characterizations of all time, the laughable, lovable, delightful character known all over the world as the Fire Chief. And sometimes he's also known as Ed Wynn.
Pardon me, James. Pardon me just a second. Ed Wynn, the fire chief, is on the phone now, calling from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Give me that phone. Hello, fire chief. I'm Melton.
Well, it's hot here in California, too.
Now, fire chief, never mind the joke. You get on that Santa Fe train. What are you taking, the chief?
No, I'm taking the squaw. I'm traveling piggyback.
Fine thing. Well, hurry up anyway. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, I was about to tell you about our first number. Sometimes a popular song comes along that transcends the brackets of popular music and becomes an American classic. Such a melody, or so it seems to me anyway, is found in Begin the Begin.
When they begin the begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back an tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the sun, and down by the shore an orchestra plays, and even the band seems to be swaying. It's past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever, and promising never to part. What moments divine, what rapturous serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. Desire I only remember when they begin.
The new year, Anna Mary Dickey has chosen a number that really is tough. A few months ago, we introduced a new song here at the Texaco Star Theater, and since then, it's become a great hit. And tonight, Anna Mary sings. You'll be quick to recognize, I'm sure, Symphony. John Reed.
James, that fire chief is nuts.
No. Now he's on a walkie-talkie just past Chicago.
He did. Give me that phone. Hello. Chief, when are you going to get here?
Oh, don't worry, James. I just bought a broken-down second-hand car in Chicago, and I filled it up with fire chief gasoline.
Well, how you doing?
How am I doing with fire chief? Why, I just passed Superman.
Here I am, James. Hello, everybody. Hello, James. Say, James, did you see the morning papers?
No, I didn't. What's in them?
My lunch. And I wish you... look.
Well, goodness.
Tell me, where have you been for the last 12 years, Chief?
Well, you can't be a chief without a fire chief hat, can you?
No.
Well, for heaven's sake, I had to wait till LaGuardia got out of office to get my hat back. Where have you been, James?
Oh, not much. I've been doing a few concerts, a little radio.
Yeah. I've
been singing down at the Metropolitan Opera House now and then.
Oh, I love music, James.
You do?
Oh, yes. You know, I used to play one of those big bass fiddles. You know those big fiddles?
Oh, I know.
Oh, I played one of those for 4 years, but I had to give it up on account of the... It hurt me socially, you know. Well, I don't know. Every time I ask a young lady to dance, just from force of habit, I grab her around the neck with one hand and beat her on the back with the other.
It's great to have you back, Chief.
Yeah.
But exactly, what is your mission?
Opera, James.
Opera?
Opera? You know, you opera singers sing in foreign languages. And I'm here to explain what the operas are all about to the public. You know what I'm going to explain tonight?
What?
The opera Carmen in three acts.
Well, that's fine. A little Carmen music, maestro, please.
You know, James, Carmen is a lovely opera. As I said, it has three acts. Now, the heroine is a gypsy named Carmen.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Oh, yes, I'm listening.
Now, she has very peculiar eyes. Her eyes run down each side of her nose, and when they come to the bridge, they cross. Oh, this is a lovely opera.
Yes, it
now,
is.
Carmen's father, he is the king of the gypsies. He is a handkerchief manufacturer. He sticks his business in other people's noses. Anyhow, as the curtain rises on the opera, Carmen, the gypsies are celebrating. Carmen's father, who has been drinking liquor, you know. He's been drinking liquor.
Terrible man.
Yes. He is dancing with Carmen. And while he's dancing, you know, his suspenders break. What a scene that is. The old man is trying to hold his partner in, his liquor down, and his pants up. When you hear this, James. Now, Carmen, you've heard of the opera Carmen, haven't you, James?
Oh, yes.
Well, I just asked that. Carmen is in love with Don Jose. Don Jose is handsome. The girls call him Nylon Jose. They call him Nylon because he's hard to get. I just put that in, you know. Anyhow, Jose goes to Carmen's father, and Jose says to Carmen's father, "You couldn't lend me $10, could you?" And the old man says, "No, how did you know that?" Then Jose says to make love to Carmen. He says, "You have a gorgeous figure, Carmen." And Carmen says, "Well, how about my face?" And Jose says, "Yes, how about that?" I don't know if you got that. That was a little subtle.
That's all right, I got it.
Well, anyhow, this last crack, this makes them sweethearts, you see. And Jose proposes to Carmen.
Yeah?
9 times he asks her to marry him. And still he keeps on asking. He will not take yes for an answer.
Just a minute, Chief.
What's the matter?
That's going a little too far.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I didn't write the opera, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, Chief. Go on. No. I won't harass you.
What?
I say, I won't harass you.
Oh, you didn't do that. I didn't say anything. Anyhow, they decide to elope. And as Carmen and Jose are leaving by the back door, Dawn is just creeping over the fence. Dawn is Carmen's mother. She gets around a little too. Anyhow, Jose is startled when he sees Carmen's mother, and he kisses Carmen.
Yeah.
And James, listen to this.
Yeah.
Just as they kiss, just as Jose kisses Carmen, there is a loud explosion. You know why?
Yeah.
It seems that he had a toothpick in his mouth, and she was chewing bubble gum. Sing that, James.
I will.
Thank you, James. That was really beautiful.
You're welcome.
Now, in the second act, Carmen and Jose are in the mountains with a gypsy. You know, those gypsies were not a clean people, you know.
Oh, they weren't?
No.
Why? Don't they wash themselves?
Oh, yes, they wash clean, but they dry daily. You know? Anyhow, this is Carmen. This is not a soap opera. Well, look here. Jose and Carmen get married. Carmen's father says, "Jose, I will present you as a wedding present with a bunch of bananas." Jose says, "What's a banana?" Isn't that silly? Says, "What's a banana?" And the old man says, "Well, a banana is something that an orange is rounder than, but not as long as. But when it comes to a horse, he'd rather have an apple instead of." Don't you see how mixed up the opera's getting? Well, you just wait. Later on, it even gets worse. Anyway, they sit down to a wedding feast of duck. Jose says, what's that? Carmen says, that's duck de look. Don't you like duck de look? And Jose says, sure, I like duck de look, but I don't like the look of the duck. I love this opera, you know. So Carmen says, that's canvas back duck. So Jose takes it, and he says, well, take the canvas back and bring me the duck. Some of these jokes are really awful. Anyhow, Carmen, you know. Carmen gets mad. This is an interesting scene. Carmen gets mad and she runs away to South America.
No.
On her arrival in Buenos Aires in South America.
Buenos Aires.
Yes. She reads in Walter Winch's column that she has just become a mother in New York. This confuses her. And she rushes back to New York. She's anxious to see her child. Well, she sees her boy. She sees her boy. He is the flower of young manhood. He's a blooming idiot. Then she meets the famous bullfighter, Escamillo. She rushes into Escamillo's arms and they kiss, faithfully. Just then, his manager rushes in and says, the bulls are waiting for the conflict.
Yeah.
Escamillo says, are they happy? The manager says, they've been mooing happily all night. And at the finish of the second act, Escamillo kisses Carmen and says, ah, yes, there's good mood tonight. Sing that, anime. The last act of Carmen is the day of the bullfight.
Yeah.
It is a gala day when royalty and peasants mingle. As the curtain rises on the last act, the announcer in the arena yelling, ladies and gentlemen, there will be three bullfights today. The first to come on will be Don Jose. Escamillo is on second and Greenberg's on third. So, James, the crowd yells for Escamillo. He doesn't know what to do. You know why?
Why?
His costume has not come back from the cleaners.
Oh, too bad.
Isn't that a predicament?
Yeah.
Anyhow, he rushes into the arena in his underwear, and the bull sees red. Well, what a scene. What a scene this is, James. Escamillo is in the arena in his underwear with his back toward the bull.
Yeah.
But the bull doesn't rush him because the bull knows a trap when he sees one. Escamillo's face. And the bull kicks him. Carmen rushes in and says, darling, are you hurt? Escamillo says, every bone in my body aches. And Carmen says, then you should be glad you're not a herring. Well, Escamillo says, I think the bull hates me infernally. She says, you mean insanely. Infernally refers to the lower region. And he says, well, where do you think the bull kicked me? He says, some of these are so good, you know. Anyhow, just then, the bull sees Carmen and comes after her with a couple of snorts. And the bull chases her. After a couple of snorts, she needs a chaser. Anyhow, the bull switches Escamillo. Carmen hides her eyes. Somebody yells, look, the bull has Escamillo jammed, jellied, and jarred against the fence. And at the finish of the third act, Carmen says, jammed, jellied, and jarred, heaven preserve him. Sing that.
Thank you, Chief. Don't go too far away. Nearly all the songs that live through the years do so because they're woven closely with our memories of romance and all that the word brings to mind. Such a song is titled simply Because.
Hold my hand and lift my eyes above. A wide world of hope and joy I see because you come. in accents sweet. I find the roses waking round my feet. And I am led through tears and joy to thee. Because you speak to me.
Now for a few words of wisdom from good old John Reed King.
Oh, listen, I'm not doing anything anyhow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Texaco Fire Chief gasoline has amazing flash starting power.
Is that so?
Yes, sets the starter even in cold weather, and bingo, you're off.
Isn't that wonderful? I got on a horse today, and bingo, I was off. I don't see anything now.
And after the thrill of a flash start, then you'll find out about the phenomenal pickup power of Texaco's great new 1946 Fire Chief gasoline.
Sounds remarkable, really does.
And then, Chief, and then comes the magnificent experience known as Texaco Fire Chief Cruising Power.
Oh, I love Fire Chief gasoline, John.
You don't say so.
I just did say so. I just now said I love Fire Chief gasoline. I no more than had the last word out of my mouth when you said you don't say so. I claim I did say so. I said I love Fire Chief gasoline. And for no reason at all, you said you don't say so. I remember distinctly saying it. I said I love Fire Chief gasoline, and immediately you said you don't say so. Those are the things that upset me, you know.
I'm sorry, Chief. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, the new greater-than-ever Fire Chief delivers quick action on the coldest days.
Yeah.
Thrilling power.
Yeah.
Put it to the test in your car.
Yeah.
Drive in and fill her up with Texaco's new better-than-ever Fire Chief gasoline.
Well, I'll stick to my horse.
Oh, Chief, I really can't understand why you prefer a horse to a car.
Well, one good reason, John, is that if my horse runs over a nail in the street, I don't have to stop, you know, and pump up her legs.
Ago, plus a few days, Edna Ferber's Showboat became the basis for a great musical show. And last night here in New York, it was revived in new triumph at its birthplace, the Ziegfeld Theater. Among its immortal Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein songs is Old Man River.
There's an old man called a Mississippi. There's an old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land is free? Go look up and go look down. You don't have to make the white horse proud. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man's boat. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keep rolling, he keep on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plant them are soon
keep rolling along.
You and me, we sweat and strain on your aching and racked with pain. Toast that bottle, lift that veil, get a little drunk, and you'll land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But
Sunday, the fire chief will be back with us with another of his inimitable, I almost said it, opera stories. This time, William Tell. Also, Anna Mary Dickey, David Brookman, Len Murray, and faithfully yours, James Melton. Now saying good night and see you Sunday.
Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.